So good to be able to be with everybody this morning. God's richest blessings to you. So glad you took time out of your busy day, busy weekend, to come worship. For you that are joining us online, God's richest blessings to you. I know that you'll be blessed by the word and by our fellowship together. I want to start off with a few announcements. I would ask, please, for your patience. There's a whole lot of stuff happening in the next number of months. So I'll just go through the list here that I have. First of all, we have a wonderful Haiti event coming up on the 12th. We're really looking forward to our collaboration with Trinity Hope. We'll have speakers coming up from the organization Trinity Hope. We also support two schools, and the amount of food that's shared each day is like over 60,000. It's just mind-boggling how they're able to do that. If you've been following the news at all, you know that Haiti is in very bad shape, and it's likely far worse than any of the news reports could convey to us. And I can assure you that grieves many of our hearts. I got to know Stevenson, former member and Haitian who's there in our home group for many years. And so this is a hard time for them. We pray for them and lift them up. Good news. They're still feeding people. How? It is by the grace of God, still getting food out to needy people. So we're going to celebrate that. I would ask you to please put it on your calendar, invite friends, so that we can gather together, we can worship. Hey, we're going to have the Jakes boys here, and they're going to have a very special presentation of some beautiful gospel music. So I pray that you tell your friends and family and neighbors. We have flyers available that are in the office. Please feel free to grab one, and that would be wonderful. Thank you, Hillary. We've also arranged the Ministry Council. Just praise God for our efforts together. If you need a ride, we will make sure that you get here. So if you do need a ride, my phone number is in the bulletin. You can call, text me 24/7, and I'll follow up and make sure that you get on the schedule and you're able to get here. So that's good. CID, I'm on the Central Illinois District Youth Convention. We have a massive youth event that will be taking place at St. Paul's in Decatur, and looking forward to that. So that will be coming up on the 12th too. I'll be there in the morning and come back for our event that evening. There, of course, will be no service on 11/12, for Saturday service. We're gonna decorate the church the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. So you'll come back and you'll see a beautiful tree there. You'll see all the decorations. If you wish to partake in that, please join us on that Saturday at 11 a.m. And we'll have all the stuff down and ready to go. The trees will be here, and we're going to knock this out quick. We'll probably spend more time eating pizza together than we will decorating, but fellowship is good. So we're looking forward to that. And then also I want to mention the box that I have here. This is Operation Christmas Child. What I'd like to highlight to you is that there are people in the world that never get a Christmas gift. They never get someone that says, hey, I love you enough to share a gift with you. This is an opportunity that you have to share a gift with somebody that may not get ever anything else. It's fun to shop for. And what you need to do, let me share, there's a brochure. And in that brochure, you'll notice right on the back is a label. That label gives you some guidance as to what age group you want, the gender that you would like to touch with the contents of your box. Go out and shop. It's great fun. Also inside here is a way you can register your boxes. And so when you bring them back anytime. We're going to collect them on November 21st. Have the label on the front, put a rubber band around them. They must close tightly. And then you just place them underneath that table in the narthex. And we have volunteers that will make sure they get to the drop-off place, and they will go on time. It'll be exciting in December or January when we see where they went. Very cool. Our boxes have gone to Cameroon and Ukraine. They've gone to Togo and Ghana. So this is a very wonderful thing. All right. Thank you for your patience during the announcements. There's just a lot happening. We praise God for all these wonderful things. We're starting a special prayer initiative. As you leave, you will see a bulletin board. That bulletin board is focusing on 15 days of prayer. We are praying that God would move us and bless us as individuals in our service for that fellowship hall. We cannot begin to thank God enough for what He has provided for us. Now, God's people, let's join together in prayer and let's ask God to stir our hearts and minds that we might use it for the glory of God. I'm so happy because this had been on my heart for a long time, and this request came up grassroots from a group that I'm actually not members of. It's one of our home groups, and the Lord put it on their hearts. So this is an opportunity where you can see us as the body of Christ working together. And so please join us in that. You want more information? My sermon last week, this week, and the first two in November will concentrate on this very subject. Today we're going to be looking at focus, again like last week, but spiritual focus. So huge. And then after that, I want to also mention, which is really important to not eclipse this, we have our regular fall voters meeting on 12/13 on 11/13 Sunday, 12:15 p.m. Just as before, you can register online if you wish. The forms are there. They will come automatically online when it's time to register at 12 noon, and you can do that way, or you can join us live. And then after that, Lord willing, there will be an opportunity for me to take a little bit of a break before Christmas. Dear Chaplain Bob will fill in for me on the 19th and the 20th. So God's richest blessings for you. I thank you so much for your patience, and it's good for us to know what God is doing through us. May He do ever more, right? Just inspire us. Dan, you did have a question, so let's definitely mention that. Thank you, Dan, very much. This actually went down very unexpected with no warning last night at our Saturday service. So if that is difficult, feel free. Maybe just you can move to whichever side works best for you. I don't want to have a strained neck after today at church. Great, yeah. And you have the hymnal, just as our elder Adam is saying. Thank you. We'll be following Lord Divine Service 3 today. Hey guys, thank you so much. It's a privilege to serve you, and looking forward to all things we're going to accomplish. Again, thank you for your patience during the announcements. I would invite you this glorious Reformation Day. Let's stand. Let's boldly sing. Boldly sing, celebrating our heritage. A mighty fortress is our God. Four verses. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Lord, wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Together, O most merciful God,
who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
Be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. Grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated while Denny shares our scripture readings.
A reading for Reformation Sunday from the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From chapter 3 of Paul's letter to the Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by the blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The rock.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Please rise. Listen to the gospel reading, the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their companions and saying, "You played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Together we confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated while we sing four verses of God Loved the World So That He Gave. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would inhabit our hearts and minds in a rich and wonderful way. The words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, for you alone are our strength and our Redeemer. We thank you and praise you for such wonderful grace. Let us enter into it and let it enter into our hearts and transform our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. November is going to be a busy month. Very busy. A lot of stuff coming up. Thanksgiving, Advent, just on the cusp, Christmas. It's wonderful we're going to have a Christmas Day service this year. New Year's, of course. Not to mention the things I mentioned in the beginning of the message, or beginning of the service. So for the next number of weeks, I started last week with honing our focus. I'd like to review that in a minute. Today we're going to look at our spiritual focus. And then next week, 16th and the 13th, can reflect on what we have on the bulletin board. Be honing in on that a little bit, that it would strengthen us as we develop a focus both individually and together as a church. I want our focus to be on Christ Jesus and our Lord and Savior. So last week, what I shared was how powerful your thoughts are. Your thoughts do influence your faith in Christ. And in a very practical way, I asked you to do this, that you might kindly set a time to regularly read your Bible and just set that aside. And then also that you would, as you're reading, just journal, write down some of the negative thoughts that you have, some of the negative things that are gnawing at you. And, you know, these could cover anything about your work, your significant other, your friends, your kids, God, your church. List goes on and on, of course. And I believe that it is good for us to, have these in our heart, but also say them, write them down. With your heart you believe, with your mouth you confess unto salvation. If you happen to be blessed that you have a friend you can sit and pray with and not foster gossip and other things that would be more detrimental to the life of Trinity, these things, it's good to have a friend where you can talk and you can pray and realize that, hey, I got somebody who's with me along with my Lord Jesus Christ. You know, another way you could look at what I was sharing with you last week was I was telling you of a positive spiritual attitude. This is a sort of spiritual detox. Everybody's into detoxing. Everybody's detoxing everything nowadays because we're so fanatically concerned with our human bodies. But have we thought about our souls? Our souls are going to be taking us into eternity, and this body is going to be left here. And so, you know, the Word of God has great power. Jesus Christ has just amazing grace and great power. Yes, I know these thoughts are bothersome and they're difficult for us, but my hope is that you would be seeing something different. Now, this week, I want to refine the focus yet even more. This week, in light of the Reformation, we're looking at our spiritual focus. We can see that the power of positive thinking is very good, but that is pointless without Christ. On October 31, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. It was like a lightning bolt came down and exploded into the Protestant Reformation that was in its infancy at that point. You know, and he did this because people had lost their spiritual direction. The great cries of the Reformation were sola fide, sola scriptura, sola gratia, and grace alone, word alone, faith alone. You see, because for private worship and adoration, for public worship and adoration and reflection, it had been muddled. It had been obscured in Luther's day to the point where it had been reduced to formulas, rituals that were meant to relieve guilt that all men and women and children have. Namely, that our lives and this world is broken. You know, when we look back to that day, look back to the day in Wittenberg, 1511, we need to remember the Reformation from the beginning of time belonged to God, not Luther, not a theologian, not any man. Reformation is the work of God's intervention in human history through his Spirit, in the church, in the heart of man. Reformation dethrones man and puts God back in his rightful place of supremacy over all things. So today, with respect to our focus, the big idea is this: Christ is our guiding light. When our eyes lock on him, our lives are seeking to follow him. We are able to experience him in just wonderful and magnificent ways. We've already learned about the power of our thoughts. Now let's take that a step further and let's focus on Jesus Christ. God draws you. God draws you into a relationship with him. He promises to reform our stony hearts, hearts that would turn away from him and put ourselves first. The Reformation has its core, at its core, a pursuing of a relationship with God. But in truth, it is the God who pursues us. By faith in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, we begin. We are given great, wonderful, glorious power, which is why I picked in our confession of sins, that corporate confession of sins. We are the sons and daughters of God. Praise God. I am so happy for that. That is who we are in Jesus Christ. We are that now. So we boldly confess that together. And God reveals to us that he reigns. Oh, that we could take the comfort of that in our daily life. He reigns. He reigns. What a beautiful thought. God reigns supreme. And for us as man, we submit to this wonderful glory of his word and his authority. This is why we celebrate today. This is why we celebrate Reformation to the end of time. And I would remind you that it's so easy to be distracted. It is so easy for us to be distracted. You know, maybe oftentimes we ourselves lose our spiritual focus. We know what it's like to sink. We know what it's like to feel that lostness. You know, and to take courage, as Luther did, to stand on Christ and not be easily moved. So I want to share with you a clip. I want to go back to our videos. I want to go back to our slides just for a moment. And I would like to bring in for you a clip. Because, you know, when we look down, we have temptations and we have just difficulties that keep our spiritual focus and keep us in the steps that the Lord would be leading us in. And you know, eventually sometimes we even question, we wonder, but yet we constantly are called to look to Christ.
Martin Luther, are you the author of these writings?
I am.
Do you recant what you have written here?
I cannot renounce all of my works because they are not all the same. First are those books in which I have described Christian faith and life so simply that even my opponents have admitted that these works are useful. To renounce these writings would be unthinkable, for that would be to renounce accepted Christian truths.
He is not here to make speeches, only to answer.
The second group of my work is directed against the foul doctrine and evil living of the popes, past and present.
No!
Yes! Yes!
Through the laws of the Pope and the doctrines of men, the consciences of the faithful have been miserably vexed and flayed.
If I recant these books, I will do nothing but add strength to tyranny and open not just the windows, but also the doors to this great ungodliness.
He has condemned himself.
In the third group, I have written against private persons and individuals who uphold Roman tyranny and have attacked my own efforts to encourage piety to Christ. I confess that I've written too harshly. I am but a man and I can err. Only let my errors be proven by Scripture. And I will revoke my work and throw my books into the fire.
You have not answered the question. You, Martin Luther, will not draw into doubt those things which the Catholic Church has judged already. Things that have passed into usage, rite, and observance. The faith that Christ, the most perfect lawgiver, ordained. The faith the martyrs strengthened with their blood. You wait in vain for a disputation over things that you are obligated to believe. Now give your answer. Yes or no?
Will you recant or will you not?
Since your majesty and your lordships desire a simple reply, I will answer. Unless I am convinced by scripture and by plain reason, and not by popes and councils who have so often contradicted themselves, my conscience is captive to the word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. I cannot, and I will not, recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Yes, Martin! Hands up, heretics!
So let me ask you a question. Where do you stand? Sermon title I picked is My Apologia. It's from the end of the book that we just finished, The Essential Question. What shall we do for the Lord? How shall we stand? These are important questions. Where do you stand? This is good. But first I want to ask you to think about on whom do you stand? And in a practical way to do this, I would encourage you to list out some of the fears and anxieties that you have. Why? Why do you have them? Then with the same list, write down what you have done to cope with them. How have you dealt with them? These fears to date. Test yourself. Luther cried out, "Here I stand." I think the video is great because it showed him in their rendition of what happened, that he didn't get everything right, and neither do we. Our responses and our coping have not been perfect. Would you agree? Why is that important? It's important because we cherish the cross greater. That's the power of the good news. Do you sense the hand of Jesus, the Spirit of God with you? You can realize Jesus is already willing and ready to extend his care. Are you aware of that? You rely on that and value that. These are questions that we have to answer based on the Word of God alone, because that is something that remains true and unchanging. And as you list out your fears, let us come to an answer based on the Word of God. For this indeed is our strength, true and unchanging. And God wants to do in you with your character and work things that are wonderful. Please remember this, that Luther's life is far more real and closer to us than we might think. Though he was a monk, a medieval, and lived in a culture that was so vastly different than ours. Why is his life a good example? His life is a good example because he was not immediately delivered. His life was a journey. First, he was a monk. Before that, he was a believer. And then after he became a believer, he became a professor. And he reminds me of a modern day C.S. Lewis, who was an atheist, who rejected and didn't believe the faith, nor did he understand it or appreciate it. But over the course of time, the Holy Spirit and its persistence worked and developed this rich faith that still testifies to our day. And likewise, it is for us, isn't it? We are not delivered immediately. Oftentimes, the healing does not come immediately. Oftentimes, the deliverance from our oppression and oppression does not come immediately. But we walk by faith and we believe and we grow in the awareness of who we are in Christ and who indeed Jesus Christ is. We have to live our lives, but we live them in faith, declaring our daily dependence and hope in the one who we cannot see, but believe is working. Do you believe that he genuinely extends his hand to you? How? And how does that happen? You will find him in the Word. Why do I say that? Because any hope that we have, any solid rock that we have, is Christ himself. Therefore, we return and are sustained in faith by God's grace that we can only learn from the Word of God, which has been made alive to us by his Spirit. So I would encourage you to question, on whom do you stand? And lastly, to finish up, for whom do you stand? What I am asking you to do in this second step is really to make sure that every day you have time devoted to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, particularly to be with Jesus in his Word. So when I say, for whom do you stand, I'm asking you to seriously guard that time that you have with Jesus. The truth is, the devil cannot destroy the church. The devil cannot destroy Christianity. And what he cannot destroy, he distracts from. How? Well, consider Luther. They wanted him to leave what he clearly knew in the Word of God. The devil will try to distract you from doing and following what the Word of God clearly is saying to you. Consider Jesus Christ himself. Satan knew that he could not destroy him, so he sought to distract him with temptations in the wilderness. The world, the flesh, and the devil will never give up. And they will constantly, on so many occasions, they will take us to places where our faith in Christ and the Word of God and the sheer grace of God must sustain us, and indeed does, just as we focus on Jesus Christ. He is indeed working, and he is indeed doing great things. Dear friends in Christ, let us stand in the good example of Luther. Let us stand boldly, for the times we live in are challenging. Because Jesus and his Word is true. It is right. It is living. It is powerful. It is life-changing. It is all these things to us that we cannot yet find in this world and never will, for we hope for that which is to come, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you do these things, indeed, your spiritual focus overall and in every aspect of your life will exponentially increase. Dear friends in Christ, that will be a blessing for you and everyone that you come in contact with. May this be God. Blessings and goodness to us through the glorious grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy and blessed Reformation Day. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to rise at this time, please. Let us together sing our offertory. I invite you to please turn to the back of your bulletins where you see our prayer list. I would like to also make special mention of Phyllis, who has been recovering from what is termed sometimes long-term COVID and is still yet struggling, so we want to lift her up in our prayers. She's positively confessing that she will be in church with us today, so that would be wonderful. I mentioned David McWilliams and Denise. Many are not aware that David was violently accosted and threatened with a gun to his head by two youth. This was not too long ago, just in front of their house. He was able to respond, and the police were there in just a matter of seconds and apprehended the individuals. Denise and I, not too long ago now, spent about an afternoon today in court where these two very troubled youth confessed to their crime and were sentenced. So we lift up David and Denise, who suffered this, but God's strength is greater in our sufferings. We thank the Lord for his protection, for saving David's life. Sue Butler is enduring her radiation treatments, and they're getting better, thanks to God's grace. And then also, we do want to remember that Wayne is yet recovering from his heart attack, Barb Turpin from her knee surgery. And we just give thanks for God's gracious grace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, come reform our hearts that we might place our faith alone in the goodness of you. That goodness, Lord, is not what we present on our own, for we would fear to the core of our being to present ourselves to you without a mediator. Thank you for bringing, thank you for providing our mediator, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, as we celebrate your Son's precious body and blood, let it speak to us the forgiveness of sins. Let us arise in new life, not being intimidated or overwhelmed by any of the problems or issues we might face. But Lord, give us the good wisdom to know that we never face them alone. And you indeed are love, and the marks that you yet bear from the cross to this day and into eternity will forever be a reminder of your commitment to us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, bless us in our prayer effort, one coming up that we wish to dedicate 15 days, Lord, to our service in the fellowship hall and our service to the glory of your holy name. Lord, bless us in that, please. Lead us. Bless the LWML. Lord, be with them and encourage them. in our small groups. Thank you, Lord, for their productivity in drawing closer to others and in closer to you, and in their great care for the church, Lord, for which you've called them to be a member of. We thank you, Lord, for that. Move us forward continually with your inspiration. For the preschool, Lord, graciously increase their numbers. Help more students to sign up, and thank you, Lord, for the students that we have. Lord, we ask for the Operation Christmas Child boxes, Lord God. They reach their destination safely. There be much joy in giving, better even than to receiving. And Lord, for our live nativity, for the Trinity Hope event, Lord, for all these things, our voters meeting, Lord, bless that we would move forward boldly and in unity, Lord, to serve you with joy in this place. Lord, this and so many more things we thank you for, looking forward to your continued inspiration, peace, unity, and goodness in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we do understand, although honestly not fully, the suffering that some of our brothers and sisters face in this world, whether it is in Haiti, whether it is in Ukraine, or whether it is in other countries, Lord, where naming your name could cost them easily their life, their job, their livelihood, and their family. Lord, you stand with them. Help them to know that many brothers and sisters in the world stand with them. And Lord, strengthen them that their witness might be a witness back to them that persecute them, in the goal that they too might come to know your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that. Dear Heavenly Father, as citizens of this nation and as citizens of your kingdom, Lord, help us. Help us as we pray for our leaders to use the power and authority they've been given for a season, for our blessing, that we could continue to worship freely, and that we, of course, would be moved by your Spirit to live a life of dignity and love and respect for all people. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we have many friends, we have family, we have members, dear acquaintances, Lord, need a touch of your care. Lord, continue to be with David and Denise. Strengthen them, Lord. Help them to see, Lord, as they rightly do, how your hand was so amazingly in this. Oh, Lord, we glory in that. We thank you. Thank you for being with Sue, giving her such a measure of relief, Lord. Help the continued treatments to just kill this cancer, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you that care is at home. Lord God, we ask your blessings upon Yahvé Nisse and Olivier. Lord, bless the Stouts in their effort to plant a church in France. For Wayne and for Barb, thank you for being with them, Lord, in their recovery process. Dear Heavenly Father, in our hearts, we lift up names to you that, Lord, you see, and we might be the only people in this world praying for that individual. Thank you for the privilege that it is. For into your hands we commit everything for which we pray, trusting in your mercy through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Father, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself, taking on the form of a servant, being obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. taught us, our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Please be seated, congregation, and our usher, Fred Holhubner, will direct you forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, choir, for singing. Congregation, let us rise. So we proclaim the words of the psalmist. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy is forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son, of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. Lord, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. Lord, we ask that you not forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds with your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We end with a benediction that God's leaders have said over his people for thousands of years. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
So remain standing while we sing our closing hymn. It will be for three verses.
Lord, we are still blessed.
do pray you have a blessed week celebrating the joy of the Reformation. Just want to remind you, our voters meeting coming up on the 13th. And if you have time available after this service, please join me for Bible study in the library room. God's blessings. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.